Question. So, where does a 44-year-old single mother go these days to meet a man? Because I clearly have no idea what I'm doing.
Yo, what is going on, guys? Got a video for you here today from Cosmicverse about men who are avoiding single mothers at all costs. You know, this is something that I've said on the channel many times. I don't think that men should be taking single mothers seriously, and boy, are they not happy about it. Let's jump into it.
Divorced single mum of three children at the age of 34 on the dating apps. I am struggling to understand this dating game. Cannot be the only one that didn't know there was a different meaning between each coloured heart emoji. Girl's been giving out the wrong signals for months. I am patiently waiting for Duolingo to bring out the Urban Dictionary at this point. The apps are absolutely terrifying, but the possibility of me meeting someone in real life are impossible. Why? Because I don't go out. My idea of a dream night is getting my pyjamas on by 6 o'clock, having a tub of Ben and Jerry's and watching a true crime documentary.
These women endlessly complain about how hard they have it, you know, being alone and how they want a man in their lives. But then they turn around and say that they don't go out, they hate dating apps, and won't do anything to fix their problem.
At this point, I don't actually know what to do. And going on dates are the most anxiety-inducing experiences of my life. I really want to be the cool guy, you know, cool, calm and collected, but that's not me. I'm an overthinker. I will want to know, is this the love of my life? I am not kidding you, part of my pre-date ritual is Rescue Remedy. So, how does a socially awkward, anxious girly who's terrified of the apps and doesn't go out actually meet someone? Or am I just destined to collect cats?
The cats are the only option left for her, being 34 years of age, divorced, and still expecting a man to just magically appear in front of her to solve her problem.
Hearing some men on this app talk about they would never date a single mom with children, as if they are some magical golden prize.
She's coming into a relationship with children from a previous marriage. She's entitled, she has emotional damage, and is most likely broke and will expect her new man to pay for her children. And yet she's somehow the prize in this situation. Make it make sense.
Pointing out that single moms just come with baggage. Meanwhile, Jerry, you're in three situationships. Like, let's talk about your little carry-on baggage there, shall we? And I'm going to speak from experience here. Yes, there are some women out there who are toxic who have not done their healing. I'm not going to deny that. But that's a human issue, not a single mom issue.
She's trying to shame a guy for being in a situationship, but what she doesn't understand is that that dude is not responsible for paying for any children that are not his own. And she's acting like that's a bad thing.
And last I checked, healing is individual. And by you lumping all single moms into a category just shows your lack of emotional maturity. So trust me when I say you don't have to worry about this single mom looking twice at you. Because looking at your profile, I'm almost certain that I would run circles around you any day of the week. Have a great day.
When a single mother talks like this, the men she's talking to couldn't care less about what she has to say or her opinions on him. He's already lost interest the second that she has a kid, or that she says that she has a kid, but still no man in the picture.
Here I am, bleeding out, not being chosen. I don't have any stability in my life, right? I'm a single mom now. I'm a business owner. I don't have any relationships in my life because every relationship that I had while we were married was joined. So we had joined friends, joined community, joined family. Everything was joined. So when he left, he took all of that with him, including my best friend.
If the friend group ended up siding with the husband after the divorce, then this woman must have done something so insanely terrible that not even her own friends could turn a blind eye to it.
I have a genuine question for men, and I expect if you decide to respond to this, for you not to respond with your ego, but, you know, with the truth, with honesty. Is it true that some of you, or a lot of you, are intimidated by women who got their shit together?
No!
That are smart, that are independent, that know what they want, that are good looking, and it's hard for you to approach them? Or this is something that people say to make you feel better? Because I really want to know. If you ask me, I would say that that is not true. I think people use this as an excuse or a way to make you feel better sometimes, just to say something. I don't know. I want to hear guys' perspective on this. I want to see how accurate that is. I really appreciate your answers, and I'll be looking forward to them.
If she's asking men to give her a truthful answer, she doesn't actually want the truth. She just wants to be told that she's right, and anybody who tells her differently is somehow a hateful bigot.
Dress like a trophy, act like a trophy, talk like a trophy.
But a trophy is an object. They're wanting women to dress like objects, act like objects, and think of themselves like objects. But I imagine some of those women who do those things would complain if they actually get treated like an object.
Sure, every hair is in place. Make sure makeup is on point. Make sure your clothes is cute. Accessories. Walk. Have confidence. Smile.
It's because being the prettiest object is the most important.
The majority of men out there aren't interested in getting a trophy wife or girlfriend. That's just what these women tell themselves when they go out, just so they can get as much attention and validation as possible.
Whatever room you walk into, people are going to see you.
What I've noticed a lot of is in these particular types of conversations, there is a lot of focus on attracting a man's attention, being the object of desire. However, what is not talked about is what they are going to do to actually keep the man interested and have a productive relationship. Because looks fade. What are a lot of these women going to do that portray themselves as these trophies once they're no longer in their prime? Because it happens to everyone, like it or not.
They believe that their presence is enough for a man to be satisfied in a relationship, as if a man's life is made easier by a woman who refuses to do anything for him except take 4 hours to put on makeup every day.
The stigma that single mums still get is something I just cannot fathom. We are single-handedly running busy households. We're doing the cooking, the cleaning, the washing, the gardening, the DIY. We are supporting multiple small humans emotionally, physically, financially, whilst for the most part carrying the responsibility of raising them into being decent human beings. And we do all that whilst working full-time and building a successful career. For a lot of us, we were doing all of that before we were even given the official title of single mum. Still people like yourself that delude themselves into actually believing that for some reason single mums are somehow worth less. Are you mad?
She's legitimately complaining about how hard she has to work as a mother. That is insane to me. As if her basic duties of taking care of her own children, by the way, is somehow this oppressive task that men need to take the responsibility for.
I just wanted to come on and talk a little bit more about what I mean when I say I have ugly privilege, because I've talked about it in a few videos, and I tend to get a lot of similar responses. A lot of people will come on the comments and say, oh, but you're not ugly, you're pretty. And firstly, thank you for comments like that. It's really, really kind, and it's really nice to see. But when I say I have ugly privilege, it's not that I necessarily think I'm an ugly individual. That's not what I mean, because I've been told plenty of times throughout my life that I'm pretty. But when I say I have ugly privilege, what I mean by that is men, in general, don't find me attractive. For the most part, men think I'm ugly, and they leave me alone. And to me, that's a privilege.
When a woman like this says that most men find her ugly, what she actually means is that the men that she finds attractive do not feel the same way about her.
And how do I know men aren't attracted to me? Because they're not flirting with me, they're not hitting on me, they're not trying to get my phone number, they're not asking me out. Like, men in real life mostly leave me alone. It's very rare that I get male attention in real life, which is why it makes me so friggin' uncomfortable when it happens. But that's what I mean when I say I have ugly privilege. It's a privilege to be left alone by men because they find me ugly.
Stop lying to yourself.
If she were to start up a dating app, her inbox would be flooded with countless DMs from dudes within a matter of hours. But since none of those men are Chad, none of them actually count.
Every guy wants to date a fucking single mom until y'all have to fucking park in a random deserted parking lot and put down the back seats because when the fuck else are we going to find the time? But like, that's too much work. You know what? It's fucking fun, okay? Well, you need a little fun in your life. You need a little fun mom in your life.
There aren't a whole lot of men out there who are talking about wanting to get with a single mother or getting in trouble with the law to have bedroom fun in some random parking lot. That seems oddly specific to me.
Dating as a single mom is kind of weird. Like, my hours of availability are literally like, you get a chunk. You get like a very small chunk, like 7 to 9. Like, that's about it on the weekdays. Like, that's all that I can give you because I got to wrangle a toddler. But 9 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, shit, man, I gotta be up early because homegirl's gonna wake up super early. So I need to get some sleep. So enjoy the 2 hours that you're gonna get.
If a single mother only has 2 hours a day available, then why is she even bothering to date? Shouldn't she be focusing on her kid? Why drag men into an environment where you don't even have the time for him?
It's also tough because if you're like co-parent with someone, then it's like, well, you're in like a really good place with that person and you don't want to tell them, like, you don't want to like mess anything up. You don't want to like say something or have them find out and like things like that, because what if they like manipulate the situation? What if they get real shitty? What if like, what if that all changes because they find out that I'm dating someone else? Like, that's a huge, huge thing to think about.
That seems like a rare scenario where an ex-husband will try and ruin your love life just out of jealousy. It sounds more like you're hoping that he'll take you back eventually, or you're just projecting and making crap up.
Men lose attraction when you're chasing them. I'm sorry, I have to say it. A lot of the times, women are running after men. They don't even know that they're doing it. If you're texting him first and you're calling him first and you're doing all the initiating, you're the one chasing. Men, by nature, want something to chase. They need something to chase. So you need to reel that energy back and just sit back, sit in your feminine. The man is supposed to be doing the work. I don't know what flipped for this generation to make us think that like halfsies is good. Halfsies is not good, especially when the man is not chasing you.
This woman obviously has never played a game of tag a single day in her life. If she knew that, then she'd understand how chasing after somebody stops being fun after 30 seconds of running.
The best thing that you can do, honestly, is sit back and let the man come to you. Every single time. Doesn't need to be a situation where you're the one reaching out, okay? Ever, 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 ever. Unless you're replying, obviously, yes. But you shouldn't be the one that's like, hey, you wanna like meet up? Hey, do you have plans this weekend? Hey, what are you doing? That should not be you. That should be the man. The minute you do that, you've already lost the plot. Let the man come to you. Let him be a man. Let him chase you, okay? Let him do what he's wired to do.
Of all the things these modern women list, they never list any of the things that they're willing to do, only what they won't be doing, which is a terrible way to try and get a man, by the way.
So, like, I don't know if it's just me, but do any other females have the problem with guys who ask you on dates? And then, like, the first few times you say no, because, like, you're genuinely just, like, not interested in dating. And you finally say yes, but then the guy never follows through on the date. It's like they asked me out on the date in hopes I would reject them or say yes just to get points for pulling a hot girl, but then they don't want to follow through. It's just an ego boost.
We all know this woman is angry that Chad keeps ghosting her and canceling dates, but that's because he will always have more options that are infinitely better than her. But anyway, guys, we are going to be leaving today's episode there. As always, don't forget to leave your thoughts and your comments. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves, and I'll be seeing you all in the next one. Peace.